Dakota knew that it was less than rational to be thinking of a man's kisses a full night's sleep after the said embrace. But she could have sworn that her lips were still tingling. It was completely impossible, yet there it was. She touched her lips and wondered what it would be like to kiss Bennett again. One thing was sure, it would be difficult to pry herself off of him. When he had kissed her, her tigress had all but taken over to mate him right then and there. Bennett was a sweet, shy type of man. If Dakota threw her cat at him, he would probably die of heart palpitations or something. She knew that wasn't a fair assessment. She was using it as a defense against the intense feelings she was already having toward Bennett. The way he had taken control of the kiss had been all too demonstrative of the kind of lover he would be. Could be. It had been a terrible idea to leave the house, leaving the lab and Bennett without security while she drove into town to find a fancy coffee shop. She had claimed that she hadn't slept well, and that only a venti caramel macchiato with two added shots of espresso and extra whipped cream and caramel sauce would clear her head. She took a deep pull from the overly sweetened hot drink, letting the sugar buzz go to her head for a second. That specific order was the only way that Dakota could even have any sort of sugar high. It would help her make better decisions as soon as she got back to the house. She wouldn't touch Bennett unless he explicitly asked for it, or unless she could really smell his desire for her, or unless her tigress got very annoying with her incessant chatter about the man's lips. But nothing beyond that. The night before, she had tried to rationalize making a move, but it sure wouldn't make Nick want to keep her on if she mated the client. She could wait 6 days and 2 hours, or at least she could try. Dakota knew her track record didn't exactly scream responsible, reliable, and rational. She needed this job. She desperately needed a win. She was sick of her family looking down on her. If she had a job at a respected shifter protection agency, she knew it would shut her parents up. They were nice, and they loved her. She knew that. Most of the time, they didn't mean to compare her to her little sister. But Georgia was difficult to beat with her fancy university diploma and law firm gig. Dakota was halfway back to the house when she noticed that a black SUV took the same turn as her. Not usually one to notice these kinds of things, it made her feel weird. She tried to shake it off, telling herself she was merely paranoid. When the vehicle took the same turn off as her, her skin prickled. That was her shifter senses telling her that something was seriously amiss. She was being followed. But that was crazy, right? Why would anyone want to follow her back to Gray's place? The man was a scientist. Sure, he had once been a tall, lanky nerd like Bennett, but a serum had turned him into a shifter. Nick had warned her about that. He had also been adamant that no one was after the serum. That situation had been put to bed. Testing out her theory, Dakota pulled onto the side of the road and made a big show of checking her back tire. She kicked it, pretending to check the solidity of it. The automobile had turned into a side street. She breathed a sigh of relief and climbed in through the passenger side and over the center console. She turned up her favorite song, hoping to drown out some of the creepy factor that had made her skin crawl. Her eyes kept going to the rearview mirror, but she didn't spot the black SUV again. She raced down the lane, parked the car in a way that would have made a rebellious cowboy proud, and raced into the house. She reactivated the security system and ran down into the lab. Bennett looked up from his work, pushing his glasses up his nose. His smile was wide and bright, and it went straight to her heart. He really was handsome, bony angles and all. "Hey," he said. He seemed a bit different, more confident somehow.